Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bass. Actually, we have the 100th anniversary. As of today, 25th of June, this is the 100th episode. And yeah, it's been a less than a year. I mean, the first one I was just checking, it was on 13th of July, 2021. So in less than 1 year, I was able to actually do 100th episode. Can you believe it? So honestly, I'm currently in Chicago and it's Friday and I'm so exhausted. But when I saw that it's actually 100th episode, I was like, you have to do it now, because I really believe that I need to tell you why you should actually start the podcasting and what an incredible journey for me it was over the last 12 months. Actually, a bit less than 12 months, but that's about it. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bass, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. Okay, so you know what? A year of timeline. For some people, it could be a normal year with a lot of nothing is going on and we're still in the same place, we're still doing the same thing. And for some people, it is a transformational month, a year. And I think I'm with the second type, because for me, in these 12 months, I've actually managed to accomplish more than I've achieved in like 2 or 3 years time range. And if I have to think about why, well, I have to add it to the last year strategic planning, because before I started the podcast, I think you already know by now, but I was in Sri Lanka on a 2-week yoga retreat, and I was reflecting on where I am personally and where Bisbee, and how all the struggles that we're having and how to actually strategically set up the company and what it really needs to happen in order to grow, exponentially grow. And I was now looking at the data, and wow, in 12 months, I think we did so much than several years ago. So in June, we actually had the strategic plan for 6 months at least till December. And early June, we started the content agency. So Vera, our content manager, actually hired 5 content writers, and we had to set up the offer and the service and the proposal. And interestingly, we've never made a page about it, because the goal with the content agency was to complement the outreach, as we were working with a lot of consultants and high ticket service providers that actually needed the social posting and the thought leadership and the blogs and the newsletter. So that was actually in June. And then if fast forward in September, I was so lucky to actually start the publish the book. I mean, the Sweet Leads, it was quite stressful, 2 years in the building. But in September, we had the grand opening. So it was available on Kindle. It was available in the print version. So yeah, it was a big event for me, because like it or not, it is the first time I'm actually publishing. And we did it. I mean, in the first week, I think we actually managed to make it as a Amazon bestseller. So by September, I was already an Amazon bestselling author. And fast forward in January, we've introduced another service in Bisbee, which was the FTEI. I think I've talked about it as well. I mean, it's the full-time employees. So companies started coming to us and saying, well, can we actually hire a team? Can you hire a team on our behalf? Well, I don't, you're going to find them, recruit them, train them, teach them everything you know about B2B and lead generation, so then we can just utilize them. And that was in January. And now we have like 5 + 2 + 1 = 7, 8 people that are working in that FTEI department, if I can say it. And that was just 6 months ago in January. And then in March, I've launched the danchodimkov.com page, which is the consulting world, where we've added the consulting services. And it was in March. And in April, I actually got my first consulting client. And I don't know how to say it. I mean, in BSB, I do a lot of consulting and we do market research and everything. But this was the first time when I'm saying, you know what? If you need a consultant, you need to hire me as a consultant, where you're going to pay me by the hour. And Yeah, and then another client come in, and then another client come in. So from March, now in June, I already had 3 to 4 clients that actually asked for different consulting services through the DanceDimkov.com. So that for me was fantastic. And even in March, we've launched our own page for the Sweet Leads, the book, because up to that point, it was available on Amazon and every major book wholesaler throughout the world. But in March, with DanceDimkov, I actually, for the first time, started setting it up, the page, so people can actually buy directly from me. And I mean, man, I was telling again in another podcast, that's why I'm reflecting on hundreds, but I was sitting at the beach when I actually saw that someone actually just bought the book, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and a lot. And now we have a marketing agency that is handling our ads, and there are quite a lot of books that are being sold. And fast forward June, I mean, the academy is finished. I mean, in early June, we went into beta testing. So it's final. There are some suggestions, and I really appreciated those, that really gonna improve the overall quality. But once I'm back from Chicago, the academy is actually going live. And here is me, 12 months since I've started the podcast, talking from Chicago in the US, talking about podcasting. And it's like 100 episodes of Sweet Buzz. And in these 12 months, I actually had the opportunity to do at least 50 video interviews, guest posts. I actually had a lot of guests on my podcast and video cast. So, wow. That was 12 months. And from those 12 months, I actually had March or April in Egypt for a whole month. So that's progress. And that's what I think that every entrepreneur should strive. Not like, yeah, we're struggling. We are doing stuff, but it's going, but then it's not going. But I'm talking about strategically setting up the goal of the company and work hard. Don't get me wrong. I think I didn't sleep a lot these 12 months. But then as I'm reflecting in these 12 months, I really believe that I managed to do so much. And now if this is done in 12 months and I already know the formula on how to do fantastic stuff, I mean, I can only imagine what will happen in the 12 months that are coming. I mean, the academy will be live. I've just signed off the audio version of the book. I mean, we agreed on the voiceover. They recorded it. We had some tweaks and now it's final. I'm just waiting it to go out. And the reason why I wanted to do this 100th anniversary podcast is that I wanted to tell you about the value of podcasting, because like it or not, it was a good diary for me. It kept me, how to put it, accountable. I mean, if you think about it, every 2 days, 2 times per week, I'm doing a podcast, and 2 times I actually need to, okay, not provide the status report, but personally, internally reflect, okay, is it the right place that we're doing? Is it a podcast just for the sake of podcasting? Or is it, what did you actually learn in these few days? And every time I'm trying to share with you guys what's the new story and what's happening with me and the good parts, but also the bad parts. I mean, something's flopped, something didn't work out. And that was actually a great reflection for me. I mean, it was telling me, am I on the right track or am I not? So, sorry, I had to get some water. But if I think about the podcast, it was one of the best things that happened to me. And it took 100 podcasts in order for me to shape my voice. Because before that, I can only imagine how were the first podcast. So for the people that are binge listening, come on, give me a slack. I had no idea what I was doing at the beginning. And on top of that, I mean, with the podcast, it helped me because by making the journal of the business and the personal growth, I was focused. And I think that helped with the book as well. While I was writing the book, I was focused on the process and what's the right way of actually doing them. And that helped me actually improve the services that we have at Bizbee. So I wanted to share with you guys that, yeah, 12 months is a lot of time. But when I think about what all I've managed to achieve, nothing of that would have been available if I didn't have a great team. And having a great team without a plan still means nothing. And having a plan without a great team, of course, you cannot do anything. But really, together on the strategic plans, in these 12 months, we achieved so much. And with the podcasting, I mean, I think we've reached like 2,000-3,000 listens in total, which is really bad if you ask me. But it was a personal motivation to start the podcast. And let me just give you a few things why I think that everyone that is listening to this podcast should actually start a podcast. And I'll just give you my points and then you choose whether you want to do it or not. But first, you know about the accountability. That was the first and most important part. But the second one was actually, I did a research. No, I actually read a research where it was stated that podcasts are better people to target because those are good people. They actually want to improve themselves. And, you know, they want to read self-development books. They buy courses, they enroll, and they are not happy with the current state and they want to improve themselves. And they choose the podcast to listen while they're commuting or while they're traveling or while they're exercising. That's a really nice way to listen to the podcast. And so, as a target, if you're targeting radio listeners or if you're targeting people with an email that they had so many things to do in parallel, podcast target audience is really good target audience. So if you're listening to this podcast, great. I mean, you are the people. You are the people that actually read books and want to be a better person. And another thing is that when people are listening to a podcast, you actually, weirdly, but you're actually having the full attention of the listener. I mean, they cannot actually listen and write an email. I mean, they can walk, they can drive, they can commute to work, and then you have the full attention. I mean, just think about it. In front of the computer, you can listen to radio and writing emails, or you can have a YouTube and doing other stuff in parallel. However, with the podcasting, you have the full attention. And with the full attention, you can tell the story and you can give advice and you can really try to help people, which is something that we should all try. And I really found it that the podcasting is nurturing. It's a nurturing of tribe of followers. When I started the podcast, I really thought like, okay, this is a nice lead generation channel because a lot of people, you know, gonna start finding me out on iTunes. I don't think that anyone found me from there, but if you do let me know. But it's not a lead generation activity. It's more of a nurturing activity. So it's like when someone finds about Dancho and they're like, ah, I know now Dancho, let me listen to him. So it's more of a nurturing activity, or maybe it's a lead education rather than entertainment when you compare it to the radio. So I also read it somewhere that you need to publish enough to get noticed because at the beginning, there are always low rates. And now if you're still considering to start a podcast, well, think about it. Last year, in June, I said, I'm starting a podcast. And before that, 2 years ago, I bought the software and the tools and the platform for actually doing the podcast. And I was just delaying it, finding different excuses. Yeah, but now it's not the right time, or I don't have the right microphone and stuff. And at some point, I said in June, I'm starting it. And this podcast currently is recorded on a mobile phone in Chicago. So it's not like I have the environment and the studio and everything. So 2 years it took me to just say, let's do it. I'm not really proud of the first podcast, but 100 podcasts fast forward, I really think it changed my life. And you know what? Let's make a deal. I can actually promise you that if you survive 1 year with a podcast without giving up, because, you know, you don't be in the situation where I tried to record 3 or 5 and it doesn't work out and I'm giving up. If you get to 100, come call me and saying, Dancho, I have 100 podcasts. I would swear that you would have fantastic results in the business. And most people will quit at 5, at 10, at 20, but it's the same as with the guitar lessons. Well, you buy a guitar and when you start and you suck, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm at that stage. I'm not good with guitar. But you have to start and push through those ugly parts where your fingers are hurting and you're making the ugly sounds where your wife is going to kick you out. Okay, almost kick you out. But you understand, that's the learning curve. And after, eventually you're getting better and better. And it's same with podcasts, with maybe not even 10, maybe with the first 50, you're going to suck. But eventually you're going to get better and better and your voice is going to get better. So, okay, I think I did a long podcast, but honestly, guys, 12 months has passed since Sweet Buzz's life. I'm really happy and I'm really thankful for you as a listener, because I really hope that with these advices, I mean, I try to share business lessons. I try to share agency growing lessons. I'm trying to sell to share B2B sales tips and tricks, and I also try to share personal stuff. So for all your listeners out there, I really wanted to thank you, and I really hope that it's going to inspire you to start a podcast, or it's going to just give you an idea on something that's going to make your company better. That's all I had for now. Thanks again, everybody, guys. Greetings from lovely Chicago. I think I'm going to do at least 5 or 10 podcasts here, because there are so many things I wanted to share. But this is the 100th episode, and I really appreciate for all the support that I'm getting. Thanks, guys, and have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.